When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, a stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Bronte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take it out.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
It is time. The Warriors lost by 51 points, but you know what? We don't care right now. We're moving on to Minnesota. The Niners play the Dolphins. We'll go to South Beach, but you know what? We don't care because we have the Doobies, and we're about to give out some awards in just a second.
If you're driving around Sunnyvale, if you're in the South Bay, pop on in, grab some food, say hi, let us say thank you to you.
So before we start the ceremony, a lot of people have wanted to know who this person is and whether this person is real. Is it AI? Is it computer generated? Is it a robot?
Yeah.
But she's actually here.
Who?
Live and direct. And she's up for multiple awards. And we're going to bring her up before we even start the ceremony. It is your favorite, Tony in Oakland.
Oh, my God.
Tony in Oakland.
No.
It's in the building.
My God.
Tony in Oakland is in the building.
God.
She's looking snazzy. Get on that microphone. Oh. She had a chaperone. Tony, 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 Tony. She's in the building, folks. I can't believe it.
You look incredible.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
How are you guys doing?
You have more fans than we do.
I'm sure I don't. You guys are going up for the big times.
I mean, Tony, are you in the zone right now or what? Are you locked in?
I am feeling it because I can feel your spirit.
Oh, my gosh, Tony. You are. I'm feeling it. Yeah. I'm feeling your spirit. I'm feeling the energy here, Tony.
See, I told you, if we were to go out onto that field before the game, we could get them in.
It's true.
And they'd be ready.
It's true.
Would we rather have Shanahan out there or us?
You know what? She makes a great point. I can put down the headset. I look good in the headset. I have a play sheet here. I can call some red zone plays. I'll call a red zone
first. I'm fine with Bronte Hill calling plays.
There we go. Tony in Oakland,
Tony,
everybody.
You'll be back up.
Okay.
Tony.
Wow, that's unbelievable. I can't believe she made it out.
Oh, my God.
We got it right.
Oh, wait.
I see the police cars outside.
Are they?
She had a police escort.
Come on in.
That's right. She had a police escort. The fire department is right around the corner as well.
There's a lot of weed being smoked.
There's a lot of cloud. Yeah, there is.
Don't be snitching.
We're in the South Bay.
I'm very fresh.
The cops are a little different down here today.
Rob came in. He was all glossy eyed. He's like, I'm ready for another
pot
of smoke.
Rob was taking his time with the microphone. I say, oh, yeah, he's butted up. He was kicking. That purple lurker was kicking in for a minute. He was like, I think I'm going this way. Tyler Miller hasn't even stood up since, man. What, he's got five plates over there, Tyler.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
Come on, man. He's funny.
The food is amazing. If you're in the South Bay, please come on by. Let's go.
All right, but we're ready to give out some awards, folks. Who's ready for some awards?
I am.
Who's ready for the Doobies?
I am.
Who's ready for the Doobies? All right. The first award of the day we're giving out will be the Rookie Roaster of the Year.
Wow.
Now, we do have the reigning Rookie Roaster of the Year in the building, and that is Nick in San Jose.
Oh, Nick
in San Jose is the reigning Rookie of the Year. year.
Let's
Brady
go.
Brady rookie of the year.
Yeah.
And let me tell you.
I'm so upset.
He did not have a sophomore slump.
No.
He has not been Brendan Podziemski. That's
no,
for sure.
No.
He's hitting about 40% from three. But we have to give out the new rookie of the year award, and we have some nominees.
Give them to
me. Go ahead and take it away, Spinotti. Go ahead and take it away.
New booty, rookie of the year. Phil O'Mike, we got the rookie roaster of the year.
Oh, my God.
JC and Sack. Nickel and Dime in Oakland. Oreo Cookie in Oakland. And the Doobie Award goes to... Oreo Cookie in Oakland.
Oreo Let's Cookie go! In Oakland. The rookie roaster of the year.
Bring him
Where's
up.
He at?
Where's
oh, he's
he
got
at?
A plate. He's... Oreo Cookie. Oreo. 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 Oreo.
Wow.
Our rookie roaster of the year, everybody.
Let's
Oreo
go.
Cookie.
Round of applause.
Round of applause
Come on
for him right here.
Come on
Where's
up.
His trophy at?
Let's go.
Where's the trophy?
Let's go. Where is the
Where's
trophy?
The trophy? There it is right there. There's the trophy.
Oh, my God. That is so weak.
The rookie roaster of the year. Oreo Cookie, how does it feel to be the rookie roaster of the year?
Oh, it feels great, baby. All with y'all lovely people out here.
Let's go.
Great food, great drinks. Hennessy is possible, baby.
Hennessy is possible.
Now, what brought you on to the morning roast? What made you listen to us? Because this is a tough way to start a morning, listen to us.
Hey, you guys are from the city. So you guys are some homegrown people. We all homegrown around here.
Yep.
And we feel everything that you guys say.
Man.
The passion. I hate when you guys talk Giants, but when they lose, it's the best radio, bro.
Losses are good for business.
They are.
The rookie roaster of the year, Oreo Cookie, congratulations.
That's incredible. Thank you.
Hey,
much
come on with your tagline. You got your tagline. Let's go. Give it to that rejoin.
It's plain to see. Can't change me, because I'm going to be a roaster
for life. Let's go!
Does it get any better than
rookie
that?
Rookie roaster of the year.
Go ahead, walk down that red
walk
carpet with that trophy. Walk
go.
Down that red carpet, baby. Stretch your stuff out there, Oreo Cookie. Round of applause, baby, with the kid Seiko. See, we love Oakland. We
I love,
love people who love the A's.
Sam,
we love that.
Sam, the trophy. What is that thing? What is that?
That's our official Doobie Award trophy.
I mean,
I'm going to hold it up here. It's our little statue here. He's got the star because our roasters are the stars, obviously.
There it is.
And it's obviously, it's gold in color because we are the golden show here at 95.7 The Game.
You said it.
And what was the budget? 50 cents?
Well,
the budget was about 75 cents.
Okay.
So, you know, that's
right.
Our promotions team did a lot of hard work getting the show.
All right,
so.
All right. I can live with it.
It is right here.
I'm happy with the trophy.
We're happy with the trophy.
I'm
talking about more awards. Look, we got the roast moment. We got the roast of the year.
Okay.
That's coming up at the end. That's our grand finale. We also have the guest of the year.
Okay.
We'll do that a little bit later. We have the call of the year. And we have some candidates for the call of the year. Freestyle, guest moment, all that stuff. Where do you want to go, Shasky? Do we do guest moment? Do we do freestyle? Do we do call of the year?
Let's do guest moment.
Guest moment of the year?
I want to save the raps for later.
All right, let's save the raps for later. To the guest moment of the year.
We've had some great guests this year.
We had some great guests.
Great guests.
We had great Dave Fleming. Baldy's a great guest. I think Baldy won it like 2 years in a row.
Oh, Baldy's the man.
He is the man. But we got to get it to somebody else. He can't just 3-peat, right?
I don't know.
Spadoni, hit us with the guest moment of the year.
What's up, roasters? Phil Mo Mike coming with the morning roast guest moments of the year right now. Frank Gore. Could the 2001 Canes beat an NFL team?
Do you think that your University of Miami team, that 0-1 squad, do you think you could have beat the Niners?
Huh?
Will Fleming crashes Dave's appearance on the roast.
Here's what I think about the Red Sox. It's time for baby brother to sweep big brother. That's what I think.
Anthony Slater with the fake question to GP2.
Gary, they're asking you lobster roll or clam chowder. I'm not actually doing it.
Bill Romanowski. Patrick Mahomes is a crybaby.
Mahomes is a crybaby. He is a big-ass crybaby.
Bob Myers catches the drop.
I do think that, you know, I was at the Super Bowl, and I was, you know, just seeing how hard it is to win. I heard that drop. So.
Terrell Owens calls out Debo.
It seems like he's more focused on his pregame attire than he is actually the game. I'm just kind of tongue-in-cheek with that.
And the Doobie Award goes to Bob Myers for the time he caught the drop.
Bob Myers.
Now, Bob Myers is working for ESPN.
Bob Myers.
He has three daughters. He's a little busy. However, he did leave us a message to accept this great award. Take it away, Spadome.
Hey, Vontae Shasky. What's up, fellas? Just want to say thank you for this this honor, this doobie, a guest moment of the year when I recognized the drop. I thought it was a little offensive. Like, I was just trying to tell a story, and I got hit with that. But I'll take the award. I'd say the 15 championship would be won. I think 17 was good too. I think we were like 16-1 in the playoffs. They're all good. I mean, this isn't the best award, but this is probably second or third.
Oh my God.
Definitely better than at least one or two of the championships. So I got to figure out where to put this bad boy. But anyways, boys, love your show. Love what you guys are doing. Thanks for always having me on. And I don't even know what this award looks like. Kind of hard where I'm going to get here. But I'm excited. Take it easy.
I love that.
Bob Myers, everybody.
I love that, man.
Former president of basketball
operations
of the Warriors with the guest moment of the year.
Wow.
And Bob, this is what the trophy looks like. Not quite the Larry O'Brien.
Still look really good next to those four Larrys.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's golden, but it'll do. You're a star, Bob.
One thing I got to say, Bob's the best. We all agree Bob's the best.
Bob's great, right?
Whether you think he's the greatest GM or not, as a person, he's one of the best. And he does listen to the show. Bonte said to me, hey, you know, when you're in sports radio, they will actually listen.
Yeah.
Bob listens all the time.
Did you guys find out what Jerry Bakri last year?
I think that's because of me.
No, it wasn't. Trust me, it wasn't Shasky. I know you wanted to be. You wanted to be.
Why?
No. Bob Myers is great, though. And for him to send that message to accept the Doobie Award.
That was incredible.
Look at the Doobie. He doesn't know what a Doobie is. I think he knows what a Doobie is.
He knows what a Doobie is.
But he lived in Danville. I mean, you know, that's
what you're talking
area,
about.
You know what I'm saying? Danville, you know, do they smoke a lot of weed in Danville?
Everyone smokes weed now.
Do they have a cannabis club in Danville?
I'm sure they do.
All right. Anyway, Bob Myers, guest moment of the year. We're going to roll through another one.
He lives in Blackhawk. I'm sure they smoke weed out there. Like, I'm 100% certain.
All right, where do you want to go here? We got the call of the year. Let's save call of the year for the 9 o'clock.
Yeah, save that.
We're going to save, you know what? I kind of want to go freestyle of the year.
Let's hear freestyle.
Let's go freestyle of the
year. There is a musical nature to this show.
Is.
I love rap. I love a lot of different music. Bonte only knows rap.
Yeah, basically.
And so I like when people call in. Because let's call it what it is. You look around the country, there's a lot of white radio hosts over and over and over again. So our audience is so unique to every other radio station in the country.
Yeah.
And I love when people drop these freestyles. Like,
I live for them. Oh, I live for them.
I live for them.
We had one live in the flesh. We had one for Jacob McCaskill-Belly. So, Spadone, let's go ahead and hit the category, the freestyle of the year
freestyle
on the Morning
of the
Roast.
Year. Let's do this.
Freestylers, poets, and roasters, where you at? It's Filmo Mike, and I'm coming with the freestyler poem of the year. Verducci in the El Dorado Hills.
Two Bay boys living out what they love. Morning roast on 95.7, that's the Bay above. Man, the pandemic hit me hard, and everything crashed. Business gone, lost hope in a flash. Battling the Delta, couldn't catch my breath. Black mold creeping, I was close to death.
Tony in Oakland.
Your voice, it washes over me, spreading waves of a perfect reality. And in what seems to be only a change of my mind, as one continuous procession of light before my unguarded, wondering eyes.
Jacob in Castro Valley.
Running to the left and you hit a brick wall. That's Big Boy Trent answer the call. We knock you on your back. You think you got a sack, but McCaffrey got wheels. He out there running track.
Duke in the city.
We the cities by the bay. With Jay and Shasty, the stove kind of cold. I keep my brass beside me. Spaghetti and love me. The Giants in the field, the better have his glove me. The morning road with your special guest, Brian Baldinger, the big rag goop.
And the Doobie Award goes to Jacob in Castro Valley. 49ers.
It's an upset.
Upset.
The back-to-back champ. champion Duke has been dethroned.
I don't know.
No three-peat for Duke. Jacob and Castro Valley comes in strong in the last 4 months and drops it. He was the freestyle of the year on the morning roast.
Get in there.
Speech, 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 speech.
I'd like to thank the English language. And Bay Area rap, there ain't no better rap in the world but Bay Area rap.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I want to thank Bonte and Chasky for waking up early every morning. I know how hard that is, especially when you got a family. But you're here every day. You ain't late. Always on time.
Wow, one of us is.
Hey. As long as I'm there when the intro's playing, we're all good. Some people need prep. Some people need a script, like Steiny. Some can just go out and do their own business. So there it is. So we got the freestyle of the year.
Jacob, congratulations.
Castro Valley.
Wow.
And the freestyle, really, think about the tone that Duke has set. Duke has set the bar so high that Duke was the only one doing it. We had Uncle Gene and LT Jam with the pots and pans.
Oh, that's right.
You had Don and Concord, who didn't quite make the cut.
Yeah.
You had Jacob and Castro Valley. Verducci's cover freestyles.
Yeah.
It's become a thing on this show.
You know, some people do like the mock sports song. We just have original content.
No,
I love it. The best part is it's a cappella. I mean, it's old school. I love it. It's like an old Nicotina album.
Yeah, no, there's some people who freestyled the other day and they lost their train of thought.
I don't even remember.
Was it Nick and Berkeley? Was that Nick and Berkeley came with a freestyle the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Nick and Berkeley. He kind of lost his train of thought. And I know why now. I know why now. You know, smoking up a chin to me here,
but
the freestyle of the year. So we got more awards. We got the call of the year coming up. We have the mispronunciation of the year.
I'm a little worried about that one.
Yeah, me too.
I mispronunciate a lot of words.
Yeah, that last 2 months that Gunnar Henderson got with the Orioles last year. Audi Ruschman, who we're going to see in the home run derby.
Yes. It's the part of me affirming it. Like,
Well, isn't there another mispronunciation we got replay from last year, Spadoni?
If you think about it, Ayuk and Debo. Mm-hmm. Juwan Jennings on third down. George Kittle. You got Ute Juice. Mm-hmm. You got CMC.
It's hard to say use, Jack.
It is hard. So we got the guest moment coming up on the other side. We have the roaster of the year. We're going to save that for last.
Absolutely.
We have the roast moment. So we still have some awards to get out. We got 5 awards left. And I see some people in the building who are nominees.
Yeah.
No, Robin Sanbruno is a nominee.
Absolutely.
Tony in Oakland is up for all type of awards.
I mean, Tony, it's a loaded category for you.
It is.
You've got a lot of selections to choose from.
You're in a lot of zones, Tony, if you know what I mean.
In a lot of zones, right?
Brian in Palo Alto, who is probably the building somewhere.
Is BPA here?
No, I think BPA's here.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, he's somewhere around here lurking.
Are we in or out? I love BPA. Yes? Yes on BPA?
Or no on BPA?
Boom. Oh, don't be hard on my guy.
see, you guys don't know how to read the room.
I'm not scared.
He's not scared.
These guys wanted to make BPA the roaster of the year last season. I was like, how?
If he doesn't win it this year, I'm throwing up this table.
Oh, he might...
I'm not optimistic
about it either.
It was a real battle for Roaster of the Year. BPA made it real tough.
So the nominees for Roaster of the Year, BPA, TC in Sacramento.
TC in Sac, okay.
All right, is anybody in? You guys in on TC in Sac, my bro? What up, bro? My bro.
What's up, bro?
High-level loser?
He's ridiculous.
He's a high-level loser, bro.
I love him, but he's ridiculous.
Adam in San Francisco.
Love Adam in San Francisco.
But you know what? Adam in San Francisco has tailed off a little bit.
He has.
And he tweets us a lot. He doesn't call.
And he flirts with other shows.
He calls Willard and Dibs all the time.
I don't like that either.
You got to call our show.
I know.
We're selfish here.
We are.
Nick and Berkeley up for Roaster of the Year.
Nick and Berkeley.
Strong.
Let's go.
Nick in San Jose is up for Roaster of the Year. And we have Verducci in the El Dorado Hills as well up for Roaster of the Year as well.
If I were to say to you, what was the best sports moment for this year for you?
Oh.
For just sports moment in general, what would it be?
I think... Gosh, that's a tough one. It's got to be the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
It's got to be the morning after the NFC Championship game, beating the Detroit Lions and going to the Super Bowl where we all thought we were going to beat Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, or maybe we didn't think and we kind of faked it for you guys. But that was the moment. Coming back in that game down 24-7 at Levi Stadium, you had the Ladybug catch with Brandon Ayuk.
I think it's that play. I think it's the Brandon Ayuk play. If I said the Brandon Ayuk play is the play of the year, yes or no? No?
though.
No. The catch. What?
What was that?
No, what's top of the ladybug?
Last A's game is a good one.
Last A's game is a good one. That is a good one.
Wow, that's a really good one.
That was a very emotional
That's a good one.
Was it Farhan's last homestand?
No.
So?
No.
I celebrated it.
No.
Say hallelujah.
No. No.
No?
Anything the Warriors do? Like anything? Steph breaking the record?
Oh, you know what? Klay Thompson coming back to the Bay. Yeah. Klay Day. How special
Actually,
was that?
What about Steph winning the gold in Paris?
No, that was good, too. That was good, too. That was good, too.
How quick we
What a great sports year we've had.
We were forget. So we got more awards coming up. It's coming up here. We got about 3 minutes till break, and we're going to come out with some other awards.
Philbo Mike, I think, walked in the building. Where's Philbo Mike?
He went straight to the food?
Of course he did.
Well, you know, he's got baseball bats in his ear as well.
Where's he at?
Where's Philbo Mike at?
Look at this
Philbo,
guy.
Get over here, Philbo. Everybody give it up for Philbo
Let's
Mike.
Go.
He's on the
Let's
phone.
Go.
He's doing business. Look at Lovman over here. Finally, he's doing some work.
I mean, Lovman
He's not finally conducting.
He almost pulled all of the electricity out.
I know.
His cell phone.
Dude, this guy's a riot
he's
right now.
He's out of his mind.
He's a riot right now. He's got the tuxedo
Have a cocktail and relax, dude. I mean, seriously.
Philbo! Philbo Mike, everybody. Philbo Mike on the red carpet, baby. What's up, Philbo? Philbo Mike in the building. He always has to part from the 90s. I love it in the head. Looking fresh and dapper. And he said, I'm on the way. Save some prime rib. So is there any prime rib left?
It's some prime rib left, man.
Oh.
It's some prime rib left. It's kind of red, but you know, it's all good.
Hey.
It's all good.
It's all good.
I'm going to get the ones on the bottom. I know they browner.
So, Philbo. Philbo, you've been basically our moderator for the awards. You did a hell of a job with that.
Thank you so
You're
much.
Not corporate
what,
Mike on
what's
that.
What's it like working with Sam Lubman?
It's great. He kind
of moving like his
He hella cool. He made me feel comfortable.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? So he was like, we knocked it out quick. He was like, man, I've been here all day. I'm trying to get home. So I'm like, all right, for sure. Let's get up out of here.
I wish we could say the same about making us feel comfortable.
I walk in, he's slamming a bowl of oatmeal and sausage.
Both these guys, they're right in the morning. Which is why I come on time. You know what I mean?
I'm hella chill. What's he talking about?
Tom Coughlin would be mad at me. Let me just say that.
Man.
Philmore, what's up, man? What do you think about the Doobies here? Laughing Monk Brewing. You've been a long time listening here at 95.7.
Be the third host.
Warriors, give us your Warriors, because you always got takes on everything.
This is a beautiful spot for real.
It really is.
This is very nice. And the Warriors, we got to get it together. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happened, but they look lethargic. They look this slow. His knees ain't looking right.
It is what it is. I'm not hating on it. It's just he doesn't.
We're going to get it together, though. I think we're going to get it together, though.
All right. What about the Niners? Brock Purdy. Everybody worried about the contract.
It's a lost year.
Everybody's pocket watching.
Man, he ain't worth 60.
Oh.
He's not worth 60
million. I never said he was worth 60.
He's not worth 60 million. I want him to get like 45 million. 45 million would be cool.
Yeah.
Rob from San Bruno said, stop hating on Debo. For real. Stop hating on Debo. For real. He's having an off season. He's having a horrible season.
It's okay.
But we could say Rice had a horrible season, but he never had a horrible season.
But he got pneumonia. He got pneumonia this year. People want to forget.
Pneumonia.
It's true. He did. Have you ever had pneumonia? Hey. It's horrible. I've never had pneumonia,
Brock Purdy
but I'm assuming.
Same excuses. He doesn't have a trend. He started wide receivers with pneumonia. How's that on Brock Purdy?
What's your favorite of all of these that you did? Which one are you waiting for the most, the awards?
Oh, did you already do the one with Barron? Or the one with
Bob Myers?
Gore?
Frank Gore? Yeah. The guest moment of the year. Bob Myers.
The roaster of the year, of course.
Yeah. Did you hear Bob Myers' message? Did you hear his message, Bob Myers?
No, I didn't hear his message.
We'll play it on the other side. We'll play it coming back in. That's Bob Myers' message. Philbo Mike, everybody. Give it up for Philbo Mike. Great job. More coming up here. More awards to give out to Doobies who are just getting started, folks. More coming up brought to you by Life Source Water Systems. Live from Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. Stop on by. Free food. Free fruit. Free food, everybody. Come on by Laughing Monk.
This is Oreo Cookie from Oakland, California, and it's plain to see you can't change me because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
Laughing Monk Brewing, what's happening? Live in Sunnyvale for the third annual Doobie Awards. And we just had an appearance. Yeah, not Karen. She has a walking boot on. She needs to go to Stretch Lab. Not Joe Cunningham. Who cares about him? Baby LJ's in the building,
Let's
everybody.
Go.
Baby LJ.
High fives. Yeah?
baby LJ. Yeah. Hi. How you doing?
Yeah.
Huh? No.
He
looks like he's high right now. Yeah. The doobie's got him. The doobie's got baby LJ. Because that parking lot right now reeks. I can smell it from here. Anyway, the Doobie Awards, the third annual. We got more awards to give away. We're going to Hours Strong.
Yes, we are.
Don't forget the grand finale, the Roaster of the Year, and the Roast Moment of the Year. That's all happening here. But we've got some people I need to come up here. Some people, who's I going to bring up here?
I don't know. Who are you going to bring up?
It wasn't Tyler
if
Miller.
If you're driving around in the area, you got to come on by. There's still plenty of parking. There's plenty of food. We're having a great time. And if you hit the right circle out front, you will get some Puff Puff for free.
No, you will get some Puff Puff for free. Steven Rizzotto, you talking about a guy who just got hired? It's like carte blanche. He's going to Niner practices, coming to the Roast.
Well, it's kind of like the Brock Purdy situation.
Audio.
A bunch of guys got hurt, and all of a sudden, he just happened to be there. Oh. And now he's your starting quarterback.
All right, so we got a lot going on here. Aaron's in the building with the Sharks. Had Uncle Gene in the building. Look at baby Chaz and Ann over there. Hey, you guys got up finally. It's the earliest they've been up in weeks.
That's okay.
Weeks. Yeah. So anyway.
Doesn't surprise
thanks
me.
Thanks for letting me sleep last
the
night.
The Hill Chester. Household sleeps in a little.
No, well, they sleep in. Not me, right, LJ? All right, let's keep this moving here. More awards coming up. More awards. We're going to go to...
Actually, really quick, Ponte. I think we got to go to the line really quick.
Whoa, what do we got?
Because we got someone special. One of our Roasters of the Year are on the line. It's the one, the only, the dynamic human being, Brian in Palo Alto.
What?
Brian in Palo Alto.
BBA on the line. BPA. What's up, dog?
All right, BPA, what you got?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. Glad you guys got light morning schedules. So.
I love you, bro. Why are you?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Only BPA can laugh at a dog
joke. I miss you.
I'm driving to work. I'm work. I got to work, man.
Man, all that tech money that you're making. Gosh.
What you got on the Warriors, exactly. BPA?
Exactly.
What you got on the Dubs?
I mean, there's nothing to say. I mean, you know, like, obviously, I'm expecting Schroeder to play better than that, but, yeah, it's terrible. But, I mean, if you overreact to that game, you may as well just give up. That's my take.
I'm with you. But I'm not ready to call the Dennis Schroeder thing a complete nightmare. Let him play a couple of weeks.
Nobody's
right?
calling it a nightmare. Nobody's
it was not
nightmare.
Good yesterday. But
their defense is just, it's scary bad. Yeah.
They need to work on help side defense, which means that you don't completely leave your guy.
The Steph thing. If I were to say to you, what's a bigger issue this year? The fact that we actually see, you know, some cracks in Steph Curry's armor or the other team around him? Like, what's the more alarming thing for you at this point?
Yeah, I mean, yes, the 37-year-old superstar, best player in franchise history cannot carry the team by himself with no second option. Yes, I don't think we need any more confirmation on that.
It's true.
By the way, BPA, you're a chump for not coming to the Laughing Marlboro.
No, you're not. You know, stop. Stop that.
You know, I love you, BPA.
Next time.
Hey, Vontae, I love you too.
The biggest lie in radio history. BPA, everybody. Party Polo also. Hey, is BPA still on the line? Or is he gone? He's gone. All right.
He gone.
By the way, the Warriors.
Yeah?
They allowed 48 threes the last two games. It's the most the Warriors have allowed in a two-game span in, I believe, franchise history. 48 threes
Ouch.
In the last two games.
No.
Yeah.
Ouch.
So teams are getting 2 feet in the paint. They're dribble driving, penetrating, kicking out the wide-open three-point shooters. It's not good right now. But we're not here for that. We're here for the Doobie Awards.
Yeah, so what's the next category?
Let's continue to roll. This one I'm really looking forward to.
All right, what do we got?
And we got Manny from the DeVar Bridge out there. Look
Manny?
At him. He's chugging some stuff. Manny's
up,
in the building.
Bro?
What's up, Manny?
What's up, Manny? What's
the
up, dog?
Pronunciation of the
Uh-oh.
Year. Oh, this is going to be a load of categories.
Uh-oh.
And there's plenty of candidates. Spadoni, hit it.
Film on mic, tomato, tomato. Y'all don't get nothing right on a roast. Here are the nominees for mispronunciation of the year. Vontae Hill.
I don't believe you, Kasky, because you're the type of guy.
Kasky?
I love this Kasky. Did I say Kasky?
Sam Ludman.
Keep an eye on next year. I think Paige Buchers, I think, is still coming back next year. So that's a player to keep an eye on next year if you want to watch some women's college basketball.
Big Smooth in Oakland.
The Warriors have figured out this lineup. Draymond stepping back, a.k.a. Aguadala.
Joe, the Butcher Boy, Shasky.
Is it called Soup and Coochie? The place here in the city that's a...
What'd you say?
I think it's called Soup and Coochie.
And the Doobie Award goes to... Big Smooth in Oakland.
Yes!
Big Smooth!
Yes!
Big Smooth! Now, does Big Smooth Woo! Have a speech? No speech, no nothing. He called us early
Tell
today.
Call back!
Hey, Big Smooth, they had to call back and accept your award, brother. You had the mispronunciation
Aguadala.
Of the year. That was one award I did not want to win. I did not want to win
There were like
award.
100 more that we're going to play next week.
Yeah, well, Hung Shui Chu.
I think I'll sell them right now, right?
Oh, you have some more?
You got them, right?
Play
Let's
them.
Just play a bunch
play
of them.
Fidoni, play a bunch.
Let's throw Gui defense.
You remember the was it Hung Shu Chu, the outfielder for the Texas Rangers?
Shu Chu.
All the panel there at CBS, they were discussing how Spagnuolo, the defense coordinator for
whether it's Mila, Bosch, Electrolux, GE, my guy knows everything.
Mila? I thought it was Melee.
No, stop. No, that's Super Smash Brothers. Come on.
Al doesn't have any faith, you know, in Wisniewski or whoever.
I don't know if you know this, Bonte, but I have found the new Haktui girl.
Last night was a great game, obviously. Bam. First game of the cup, whatever you call that cup. Amorite, I don't know.
Evan Grandy is the best pitcher at the station.
The next 3 to 5 years, we're going to monitor these four players. Xavier Legit. From Carolina. It's fair to say that they both had the same amount to prove, and I disagree with that. Jordan Goff is playing at a high level.
Jared Goff. That's bad. We're supposedly professional broadcasters, right? I've already told you, man, I've been stealing money for years here. So
anyway,
mispronunciations. Those are the ones that didn't make the cut, but shout out to Big Smooth. All right, let's keep it rolling. You know what? Let's go to the guest of the year. Now, we have some great guests.
Yeah, T.O. Brian Baldinger.
Jerry Rice.
How's
Jerry Rice? I mean, Anthony Slater. Slater.
Jerry Rice.
Bob Myers.
Yeah.
We even stole Steve Kerr a couple times from Willard and Dibbs.
Yeah.
And he mentioned us by first name.
And I'm sure that made Dibbs thrilled.
Oh, yeah, because he's never said Willard and Dibbs, right? He goes, oh, yeah, you know, you guys, blah, 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 blah. Fonte, Sasky, you know, we get all the cloud here. We have some great guests. Mike Florio.
Oh, Florio.
Mike Florio, Pro
the
Football
best
Talk.
Was when Florio tried to basically physically assault one of us. Which one of you was the one? And Bonte's like, it was him. It was him. Pointing at me.
I did do some snitching.
Ridiculous.
Even though we started off on the right foot, right? Me and Florio.
I said what I said.
This is Matt and Florio. I said what I said.
My favorite is Sam goes, he's taller than I thought.
And of course, Mike Florio started the whole trade rumors for Kyle Shanahan. Yeah. Well, out of thin air.
He's a brilliant journalist like me.
And then you have Dave Fleming.
Dave Fleming's my favorite.
Dave Fleming. So, Spinotti, go ahead and hit it.
Morning Roses, Filmo, Mike in the building. I know y'all like your guests. Morning Rose got the best guests. I'm coming with the guest of the year right now. Dave Fleming, the voice of the San Francisco Giants.
Clean it up, Ante.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, NBC Sports, and Football Night in America.
Oops.
Herm Edwards, Brandon Ayuk's coach at Arizona State, current ESPN analyst.
Don't just relax. It's going to be good.
Anthony Slater, Warriors insider for The Athletic and The Morning Roast.
Kind of like a mashed potatoes guy.
Jerry Rice. The GOAT.
We would have probably been swinging on each other on the sideline.
Terrell Owens, 49ers Hall of Famer and legend.
I'm just kind of tongue-in-cheek with that.
And the Doobie Award goes to Dave Fleming.
Fleming, guest of the year. How are we feeling about that? Over Jerry Rice, over T.O.,
wow.
Anthony Slater. We may have an upset brewing. However,
Dave
Fleming, you know he wasn't driving down to Sunnyvale to come hang out with us, the Brodies. However, he did send us a message to accept his glorious Doobie Award.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
Oh, good morning, guys. It's Dave Fleming. I'm so sorry I can't be on with you live this morning to accept my award. I am truly honored guest of the year. Who would have ever thought? I don't know what that says about the show as a whole, but I'm tickled to death. You know how much I enjoy our conversations every week during the baseball season and even beyond. You guys are just doing fantastic work, and I really appreciate it because we have fun together, and I hope that comes across on the air. I do believe that maybe the root of this goes back to when I tried to take down Florio after he gave some stupid prediction about what the wacky part of the NFL draft was or something like that. Anyway, I'm thinking about you guys. Sorry I'm not there live this morning, but can't wait to talk to you in the new year. And I humbly accept my award, guest of the year. Wow.
God, I love it.
Dave Fleming, everybody.
Wow.
Dave Fleming.
I love it.
So we get the messages from Bob Myers and Dave Fleming. Of course, Bob Myers with the guest moment of the year. We could replay Bob Myers' message and do that if we want to. I know Lovin wants to do that because it was so good. But Dave Fleming, come a long way. We had to figure out a way to carve our lane into Giants baseball at 95.7 a game. We're known as a Warrior station. However, we've taken over the 49ers content.
Of course.
The other station don't talk Niners like we do. And they certainly don't talk Giants like we do because not the flagship, so we could just go ahead and just pepper them with all kind of slander and rip them left and right. And Dave Fleming said, we want somebody. We can't get Kruk and Kipe, so what's the next best thing? Well, Dave Fleming, who does it all for ESPN, college basketball, college football, and he's been on the roast for now 3 years, so a well-deserved award for Flem.
This is the morning roast, a.k.a. the morning boast, so I'm going to take credit on running Farhan out of town.
You're going to take credit?
I think our show. We should. Farhan, I really do.
You or the show?
I think the show.
No, I see.
I think the show.
You know, I'm a fracture my right hand, pat my belt. Sal's the first, the infamous crossover with Mark Willard. They're heading to Atlanta. They were 8 games over .500. And I said, you know, Mark, Shasky, Dibs, I just don't see it with this team. The platooning, everything gets boring. And Willard goes, you don't like winning? I said, they're not going to win. This is not sustainable. And the Farhan slander started out. You jumped off. You've been on the Farhan slander train, too. So, yeah, I guess we can both take credit.
Yeah, now we got Buster Posey. Aren't we happy with Buster Posey? Exactly. We're thrilled with Buster Posey. Why would you be?
I've been out on Farhan for so long. I just didn't see it. The 107 was a fluke. And finally, he's out of town. Finally. And it took a lot of people to jump off that train. Sam Lovell was a big Farhan supporter. So I knew I knew the tide was turning when in July he finally said, yeah, Farhan's out. It was like, geez, Lovin, you're about a year and a half late.
Let's not forget, I'm the one who had to go down to his post-trade deadline presser and be like, what's your message for Giants fans? And his message was pretty, like, poor and weak, which to me was like, dude, if you can't inspire me to care about this team anymore with you running it, then you're definitely not inspiring anyone else. That's why, you know, Shassi, you did your work. Bonte, you did your work. I like to think I did the kill shot with Farhan. That is why we have Buster Posey running the Giants.
There you go. Love it. Sam, love it, everybody.
While you're at it, subscribe to Garlic Fries and Baseball.
Best Giants podcast out there. It is the best Giants podcast. They let it loose on there. But I got to say, Lovin, when we went down to Farhan's end-of-season presser at the Giants dugout, it was one of a kind. 2023 season.
That was a great moment.
Lovin and I looked at each other. I fired off a question and Farhan snapped at me. I didn't say that. You're taking one. No, your quotes are right here. And I had the phone ready for him. And then Lubbock right off the bat from the right side comes at him and Farhan's like, oh my gosh. And we knew from that moment he was never coming on this show.
Oh, absolutely. Ever. The best part was after the show he goes up to one of the KMBR hosts right in front of you and me and says, hey, anytime you want me on the show, you know, I'll go on. And right in front of you and me, it was, loved it. So salty.
And the other station accepted it because they like their ratings to sink in the dumps. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever, Farhan's gone. We have
Posey.
Be
the White Sox.
Posey, I trust. No, I don't want to be the White Sox anymore. All right, we have
Royals.
We have the call of the year. We have the roast moment of the year.
Okay.
And we have the roaster of the year.
Okay.
Now we're going to say the roaster of the year for the last block. Should we go call of the year right now?
I think we do some callers of the year.
Let's do it.
Call of the year. All right, let's go ahead. Spinelli.
Call of the year. Give it to me.
Doobie Awards. Hey, Michelle.
Morning Roasters, what it do? Film on Mike, coming with the call of the year. Nick in San Jose, a deal with the devil.
It's unacceptable! We do need Green, and I'm sick of this crap. Put Green in the starting lineup, okay? We made a deal with the devil, just go with the devil!
Rob in San Bruno, the downfall is near.
We struggle with the run. We ain't got no money to spend. So what are we going to do? Go get a lesser player and think our offense is going to carry us? Man, I think the downfall is near and it's coming hard.
Rolando in Napa calls out the Chiefs with a whimper.
Judgment Day is coming, Kansas City. We're going to crown your ass to Travis Kelce when you see Brock Purdy throw 6 touchdowns in New Orleans. You got that?
Yogi in the Bay makes his bet.
If the Jets win, I'll get you a Joe Namath jersey. If the Niners win, I get a jersey of my choice.
It could be a Trey Lance jersey.
Tony in Oakland. Shanahan doesn't have the balls.
Shanahan is a lamb that will never become a lion. He ruins your zone because we're never going to win with him. He doesn't have the balls.
And the Doobie Award goes to... Rob in San Bruno, the downfall is near.
San Bruno, call of the year. This is an upset, folks.
Can you play the whole call?
Play the whole call.
It's going to mess up our opportunity to win a Super Bowl. Well, hell, you lost the Super Bowl. So what are we going to do? Go get a lesser player and think our offense is going to carry us? Man, I think the downfall is near, and it's coming. It's coming hard.
Oh, it's so good.
It's such a great call.
So
and it's one of the best jobs ever.
Good.
Now, you know, Yogi talking about buying the Trey Lance jersey. Maybe I'll just take the one off of Tyler Miller's back right now. He's still the only one in America rocking the Trey Lance jersey. But Rob and San Bruno with the call of the year.
Congratulations,
Rob.
Wow.
Thank you. See, I don't got a Trey Lance jersey because I only buy jerseys. You got to show me on the field for a couple years and be an all pro. So I only got Patrick Willis's and Gore's in my and Debo's and stuff like that. You can't just get. I just don't buy jerseys. You know
I'm with you.
But, you know, I was right. I'm just going to say this. Hey. Hey, you can't do good people wrong and expect things to come out your way every single time.
That's good.
And I feel like they did Trey Lance wrong. They wasn't honest about it. So, like I said, next year, we'll be back next year stronger. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we can be in the Super Bowl. We get Brock to bring down his expectations a little bit. You know, give him a 35-45. A nice little fast signing bonus for the Bills. You know what I'm saying?
I think on Friday when you said 35-45, yeah, you know, you're going to bat
35-45.
Yeah. We gonna get IU back. Debo gonna come back right again, and then we gonna add some more. I don't know about Pearsall. I don't know what that's about. I don't see it in him. But you know, you never know. You know what I'm saying? So we'll be back strong next year. All the haters, they happy right now. But we gonna come back stronger, talking the most mess, all that red. You know
what Let me ask you a question. Have you had more plates this morning or blunts?
No. See, I usually don't eat in the morning time. Look, honestly. Honestly, my first meal is a joint and some green tea every morning. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. So
this is unbelievable.
I don't really eat in the morning. It was a blessing for me to eat some steak prime rib in the morning time.
I love you, bro.
I don't even eat that regularly, so thank you for that.
Yes. Laffy Buck Brewery, you know, if you're in the South Bay.
Like, one more thing, like I said, I've been listening to this station since before Bonte was on the other station.
Yeah.
I was listening to this dude on the other station. So when I was younger, I used to listen to, you know, the radio station, and on the other station, it was the great Damian Bruce show.
Yes.
So this dude will call in, ratting and raving about my boy Alex Smith. He sucks. He can't do this every year. So
I was right, though.
He was right. Yeah. But when I finally met him, he was a good dude. So
I love you,
know
buddy.
What I mean? This, he a legend to me right now. You know
I love you, bro.
And my guy Bonte, I tell Bonte this all the time. What he doing in this area for being a black man, he's the man right now. He's setting the tone, and he, you know what I'm saying? Hey, when I get older, I want to be like Bonte.
Oh, don't be like me. Be better.
Save
be
that
better.
Okay,
man. Be hey, better, Rob. Be better.
Shout out to these guys.
Thank appreciate you, Rob.
You,
Rob.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, well, I mean this. Without people calling in that care like Rob and Sam Bruno,
no doubt.
We don't have a station. Well, all right? So thank you, Rob. Baby.
Thank you,
let's
Rob.
Go.
And let me add
let's
one more
go.
Thing
call
about Rob.
Here.
Let me add one
we
more thing
you,
about Rob.
You know that.
When Shasky and I started pairing up, we did the overtime show, and I had no idea where it was
right down the street.
We're at the Hilton Hotel.
Right down the street.
And Rob came by with
I was working nights.
No.
You didn't even get to talk on your show.
Yeah,
you're like,
I didn't.
Yeah, Pop. And like, we were so low down
can
on
I, can
the road.
Tell a story.
Okay. Kingsdale.
No, Kingsdale. No, you're right. I didn't know where it was going. And Rob was always coming by, listening and supporting, talking 49er football.
Man.
We got to know him.
Yeah.
He doesn't know this. We talked about it. He used to see me all kind of tweets later to me. Stop caping up for these teams.
Yeah.
Bonte, you stop me, Bonte. And he was like, wait, you Robin San Bruno? But he's one of our loyal listeners.
He
brings it every single time. And you know he's popping when other callers call about him saying, I can't say that, Robin San Bruno.
Like Richie Rich.
Like Richie Rich. Oh, Richie Rich. Get on up here, Richie Rich.
Hey,
oh, now we're going to do it.
You know what, though?
We love
it. I think the Bay Area gets a bad rap in sports talk radio. They're not passionate. They don't care.
No.
Listen to Rich. Listen to Rob. Listen to Nick. Listen to the people that call into this station. Hell yeah,
they care. Both Nicks. Richie Rich, what's up? Everybody give it up for Richie Rich.
Look at the shoes, Rich.
I got to
start
off by saying thanks to my guys, man, because, you know, I'm in the garbage truck every morning, and I don't touch that dial, man. If you want to hear the best, you better delete the rest. You know? Game, you know?
That's a bar.
Looking
that's a bar.
Flossy, too.
That's a bar.
I can't
that's
see
bar.
You. You're shining.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, that is some nice ice right
he
there.
He looks great.
Damn, look at
he
that.
He looks great.
Oh,
and he hasn't missed bicep dad.
No, yes.
He has not missed bicep dad.
He looks great.
You got to be in the running next year. All right? I'm putting the bar out there. All right?
All right, all right. Hey, these are my guys. Hey, real talk. I said, thank you guys, man. I know you say thanks to us for listening, but thank you to you guys because, you know, I'd be rolling in the truck and I'd just be turning you guys on and I just zone out and it gets me through my morning, man. Real talk, you know?
I appreciate that.
I tell my wife and kids, hey, listen to the radio. Dad's about to jump on.
Yeah, he is. Yes. Yes.
He's like, hold on, Richie Rich. Boop. Next thing you know, I'm right through.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, Robin San Bruno, where are you at, though?
Robin San Bruno.
Where are you at?
Let's go.
Uh-oh.
I love it.
Uh-oh.
That's the caller beef right there. You know, I don't always call in. Actually, I do. But I try to take a break, right? And then here comes Rob from San Bruno. He's about to jump
on Brock's head, and I'm like, all right, you know what? I got a call now.
But that's what makes it great.
That's what makes it great.
It makes it great. And we're both Niner fans.
And just to put the faces to the voices.
It's the best.
Amazing, man. Yeah. I love it. Hey, guys, thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love it. Keep rocking, baby.
Let's go.
Richie Rich.
The man.
Richie Rich.
Whoa.
Oh, Lovin.
Lovin, don't steal that.
Get that back on. Oh, man. Lovin's tough.
Lovin.
I want to bring another caller up.
Who are you bringing up?
Because he's been coming in strong, and he didn't make the cut for the nominee.
Who?
But he tried his best, and he's been calling damn near every single day.
Who's that?
It's Manny on a Dumbarton
Manny,
Bridge.
Come on
Manny
up.
Manny on a Dumbarton Bridge.
Let's go, Manny.
There's Manny. Manny on the Dumbarton Bridge. I never know if he's actually on the Dumbarton Bridge, because that must be a tough drive every single day. But Manny,
give it up
for Manny on the Dumbarton Bridge.
Lovin's just knocking me over.
Dude, Lovin's too excited.
I'm going to tell you this. You guys make that drive over that bridge bearable every day, man. I am so thankful for listening to you guys every day. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure every time I hear you guys on the radio. I'll be honest, when these two cats first came on 95.7, they'd be like, they ain't going to last on this program, man.
The boss said that too.
Hey, you know what, Manny? I kind of thought that too. It's like, well, this is going to end.
We were going to go straight to the top.
Yeah, he did.
But honestly, the more I listen to you guys, man, you guys are the best at what you do.
Oh my gosh.
It's always, like I said, a pleasure every time I hear you guys on the radio. Your thoughts and your insights are so on point, man.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate you guys every day, and I'm glad to be here sharing this moment with
you. Hell yeah.
So thank you, guys.
Thank you, Manny. Love you, bro.
About the Warriors. They got beat by 51 last night.
They heard me.
Warriors, like I said, after the whole Clay debacle, I'm kind of cooling off, and then they brought in the German Schreeder.
First pronunciation for 2025.
I'm going to put that on the back burner for now,
fellas. Yeah, all right, there it is. Manny on the Dumbarton Bridge, everybody.
Let's go.
They did do, you know, the Clay thing the other night, we didn't talk about it much, but him hitting those threes in the fourth quarter and then celebrating in front of Uncle Joe Lacob. And you don't think that meant something for Clay Thompson? I mean, think again. It was a lot going on with slander and everything like that. He's an all-time legend. We all love Clay, and we all saluted him when he came back.
Actually, that second game on Sunday.
But that Sunday, this past Sunday, when the Mavericks scored 46 in the first quarter.
It was personal.
And Clay hit those threes in the game.
Yeah.
And it was ironic. Like, Pods get stuck in the corner. Brendan Petinski made Shaq to the fool last night inside the NBA for that corner where Lucas is standing there. When does Luka Doncic play defense? And Pods look like a little kid at the YMCA on that play.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, Clay comes down, hits three, celebrates, and it was like, oh boy, I hope that's not the moment we all remember when Clay comes back to chase him. So anyway, that was just kind of ironic because Dallas is ascending and the Warriors are trying to figure it out. Although Pods has bounced back. Big night last night for him.
Silver lining.
Positivity. We're looking for positivity, right? Pods has scored 21 last night.
Are we entering the dark days for sports in the Bay?
Well, we had a great run from 2010. From 2010 to 2014 till now, three championships with the Giants. Four with the Warriors. Niners knocking out the Super Bowl. The Sharks went to a Stanley Cup final.
They played deep into the playoffs.
They have Celebrini.
Yeah, we're going to talk about dark days. Macklin Celebrini, that's the light at the end of the tunnel
right now. There you go. All of a sudden, Love is a Shark fan again. There it is. Again.
Not for the first time.
Not for the first time.
I let it lapse. I was out, but they pulled me back in.
they pulled us all back in.
But seriously, Love,
we might be entering a dark day, dark age of Bay Area sports.
I mean, you just never know. I mean,
we had a great 14-year run.
And the Niners, I think they'll be good again next year. I really do. I think they'll be good. Look, it's been an awful year. Were they 6-8?
Yeah.
6-8.
And think about the games that they lost.
I just watched the Raiders play on Monday night. Yeah. They're an awful team, not the Niners. The Raiders are a directionless, coachless, quarterbackless organization.
Okay.
The Niners have a great GM, a great head coach. Yes, they need to adjust. They need to draft better. They've got so many better players in that team.
They do, no doubt.
I think the infrastructure's better.
I think the Niners will be back.
The
Warriors are in a sticky situation. I don't know what they do. They do have assets to make a move, but what move is out there? Giannis Antetokounmpo, that pipe dream seems to be over. Milwaukee's balling right now.